value and options to give your business exactly the coverage it needs. Call the Arthur Insurance Agency at 445-5526 to get a Zurich North American Small Business Insurance Program and get precisely the coverage your business needs. The Arthur Insurance Agency, 445-5526. All right, superstars of business, Pioneer Natural Resources sponsoring another in-depth look at area businesses, products, people, services, and organizations that make our area work. And today, alternatives to violence is in the studios. Of course, our theme is Rocky, which was a fight movie, and so that's totally opposite of alternatives to violence. But it is Angel Marcus and Lee Phillips who are in the studios this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
At least he kept it in the ring most of the time.
Yes, there you go. That's right. That's right. Now, alternatives to violence. Give us a little bit of a history. We've said this before, but I think it bears repeating just how we got to this particular point.
Yeah, it seems like we were just here a short time ago. And we appreciate being invited back and have a lot of activities going on, especially around our thrift store that we want to talk about. But as far as the history, we originally were a satellite program of the Shelters for Victims of Domestic Violence out of Clovis back, I think we started like 1988. And, you know, that went along, you know, as well as a satellite-type program could at that time. But, you know, anytime we did fundraising and that kind of thing, you know, all the money went to Clovis. And, you know, all the positive things we were doing, Clovis, you know, got the credit for it. And the local community finally said, we want to do it ourselves. We want to have our own program with our own leadership. And be able to keep our own resources. So in 1999, a group of local wonderful individuals got together and formed the 501c3, and we became Alternatives to Violence, and we've been going ever since. And I took over as a executive director in 2.5 years ago, and we've been working real hard to produce a quality product, and I think we're doing that. Going very well. We've got a fantastic staff, and we've expanded and taken over Union County now and provide services over in Union County. So a lot of hard work.
Big job.
Yeah, Union County's had some even more difficult times than we had over here. They were also a satellite of Clovis, and they've not been as successful as we have over the years of getting and keeping a program going. And the state stepped in and asked if we would take it over back a year or so ago. And, you know, I've had connections with Union County with my various positions over the years, dating all the way back to the shelter days. So I care a lot about Union County. So talked to the board, and the board agreed. And we've been working on it for about a year now and starting to get things going. And Angel's actually going over tomorrow and doing a presentation at the school over there, which we're real excited about. So things are coming along, and it's been a lot of hard work, but got a fantastic staff.
That's the key, is having the good people working for you. Now, it's a big area. It's a big job. Domestic violence issues, et cetera. One of the number one problems in the country. I mean, really. Domestic disputes, one of the most, if not the most, dangerous call for police officers,
absolutely,
et cetera.
It is the number one most dangerous call law enforcement ever goes out on. And, you know, we appreciate our law enforcement. They do a tough job. They don't ever get the recognition. You know, there's a lot of people out there that moan and complain and point fingers. That's inappropriate, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They're out there doing a tough job, and we should be appreciating what they're trying to do. And they put their lives on the line every day, and they walk into a domestic, you don't know what you're walking into.
Right.
You know, who's the victim, who's the perpetrator, where's the weapons? You know, you're in a house.
Yeah.
You don't know that house, and you know, anything can be a weapon. And we appreciate what they do, and we encourage them to go home safe.
Absolutely. Now, you said you had expanded the scope of your services. What are those services? What is ATV? What do you all do?
We offer education for victims of domestic violence so they can learn to break the cycle of abuse. We offer assistance on restraining orders, and we also educate the perpetrators or the abusers. And then we have our thrift store.
Perps. Well, education is number one.
Yes.
Education is number one.
And we do presentations.
It's a learned behavior, both by the victim and by the perpetrator. And, you know, it's generational. It goes from one, you know, generation to the next. You know, you watch mom and dad, and you think this is the way relationships mm-hmm. are supposed to be, and this is normal. And, well, it's not. There's no excuse for the violence and the verbal abuse, and you can learn a different way. You don't have to continue the same pattern that you know mom and dad did and grandma and grandpa did and so on. You don't have to live in a violent relationship.
Right.
It can change, and that's what we try to do.
There are choices, and you have control of that. And I know, growing up in not a violent family, we were dysfunctional, as most are.
Yeah, sure.
As most are. And there are things that come back, and I'll see, and I say, oh, wow, that happened when I was growing up, and now I'm carrying this on.
Sure.
Not necessarily, like I say, the violence, but and it's hard to break that particular cycle.
Absolutely.
Much less.
You know, many times I'll catch myself saying something the way my dad said
mm-hmm.
it, and it's like, where have I heard that before?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, it's you hear it over and over and over, and you see it over and over and over, and it becomes normal and natural,
right.
and you know, you don't need to have the power and control issues and the emotional abuse and the psychological abuse and the name calling and insults and put downs and the jealousy and the isolation and the blaming. You don't have to live that way, and you don't have to live walking around on eggshells and wondering when the next blow-up's going to be and mm-hmm. how bad's it going to be this time and who's going to get hurt.
And sometimes even if it doesn't turn physical, the mental abuse, et cetera, is sometimes even more.
I've been told that if they could have a Band-Aid for everything that was ever said to them, and they would be mummified. And at least, you know, and it doesn't make it right, but with the physical abuse, you have that black eye to show what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You have that busted lip. But with the emotional and verbal abuse, you don't have that visible on the surface. It's all within, and you're trying to hold it together. But sometimes I've been told by clients and stuff that it's harder to heal and to come back from all that emotional and verbal abuse because
right.
everybody thinks you have a normal, healthy life.
Right.
But little do you know, behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm. And that's with many aspects of our life.
And you know the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will hurt forever.
Oh, I didn't know that old saying.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. You
sure.
know, you're told you're dumb or stupid or you can't do this, you can't do that many times and enough times, then
you start believing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and well, okay, maybe I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
you start doubting yourself. Yeah,
you have no self-esteem, and you know, when you have no self-esteem, then you don't think you have any options, and
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody else is going to love me but him, and because that's what he's told me, and if I try to leave, he's going to do this, that, or the other thing,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they believe it because that's what they've heard, and
mm-hmm.
You know, you look at the national news and the state news and see some of the horror stories that you see on the news, and you know, then it gets into the child abuse and
right.
you know, some of the horrific stories that we're hearing out of Albuquerque lately are just, you know, my
well,
goodness.
Yeah, and you all had your candlelight vigil
right.
Here just in the recent past, and the story that young lady had to tell was
absolutely amazing.
It was amazing. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. But she also showed that you can survive and you can change and you can make a life for yourself, even with her you know, physical
She was the prom
drama
queen.
That she went
she
through.
She was the prom
yeah,
queen.
She was popular and beautiful and you know, to be shot in the face and, and go through everything that she's went through and all the surgeries and the emotional stress of the trial and all that. She was an amazing young lady, and we really appreciated her coming. And but
you can be strong. You need good support, support group, et cetera, friends and family. And that's part of what Alternatives to Violence can provide, too.
That's right. And we're there 24 hours a day. Our crisis line is directly connected to an advocate at all times. And, you know, it doesn't matter if they need, you know, something at 3 o'clock in the morning on Christmas, you know, we'll be there.
Okay.
You know, so that's an important, you know, support mechanism. Okay. And we want to see it, you know, stopped. We want to break that cycle and, you know, change these relationships and try to make them better. We're not there, you know, as a punishment. You know, a lot of our, you know, offenders that get arrested and get mandated by the courts, you know, I've got to come here. You know, we don't want to, you know, we're not here as a punishment. We're here to try to help. Mm-hmm. And we can help as much as you want the help. And, you know, we've got the 52-week program. And if they successfully complete that, it can change their lives.
Alternatives to Violence, a big job and a very important job. And how many people are with Alternatives to Violence to help you do this job? How many?
Staff.
Yes.
We've got three full-time advocates here in Raton and a part-time advocate who helps facilitate the men's group. And then we've got two part-time advocates over in Union County. And then we've got our lovely, wonderful, fantastic volunteers that we couldn't do a lot of the stuff without. We've got volunteers up in the valley in Angel Fire and Cimarron that can help victims up there if they need to get a restraining order instead of having to drive all the way into Raton.
Right.
They can actually get assistance right there in Cimarron and Angel Fire, help fill out the paperwork, fax it down, we get it all filed. So that, you know, really is a major accomplishment to have a volunteer network up in the valley. We're still, you know, developing other volunteers in other locations. And then we've got our volunteers here in Raton that without them we couldn't do the thrift store and have the things going on. The CDD has been supporting us for
a couple of years
now, having it open 2 or 3 days a week, which has been great.
Talking about the thrift store now.
Correct.
Okay.
You know, without them, we wouldn't have had a thrift store. We would have had to shut it down, but they've kept it open for us, and the clients that they have are just wonderful. We love them to death.
Okay.
And now we've got a new influx. Just here at the beginning of the year, we had a group say, you know, we want to come on board. We want to help. And they call themselves Sally and the Sally Six, and we're just so thrilled to have them. They bring a lot of knowledge and background and experience and know-how how to do and run a thrift store. And they've just gone in there and transformed that. And it's amazing. It doesn't even look like the same place.
Rearranged, categorized, those sorts of
things.
Cleaned up,
nice.
Sorted.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And with their help, we're now open 6 days a week. And it's just a total transformation. And we're so excited and so thankful, you know, obviously both for the years of help to keep it open and now this next step for us. It's wonderful.
And it's on historic First Street.
Yes.
And hours of operation now?
9 to 2.
Yes. 5 days a week.
Six
days a week. That's right. Okay. And the Sally Six. Okay.
Yeah, they're doing 3 days, and then our other group are doing three,
and
sometimes
that's Citizens
four,
for the Developmentally Disabled is helping you out.
And speaking of the thrift store, Saturday the 21st, starting at 9 o'clock, there's going to be refreshments there. Our wonderful volunteers have made Valentine baskets. It's never too early to shop for Valentines.
Just don't forget.
Just don't forget. Yeah, like you can forget a Christmas present for me, but if you're listening, you better not forget Valentine's.
No. Joke.
And then, like I said, the 21st, starting at 9 o'clock, there will be refreshments, Valentine baskets for pretty much everybody from grandpa, grandma, right down to the children. So, you know, they're going to be available at a reasonable price for as long as they're
as long as they last.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So
very good. and that's on First Street, the Alternatives to Violence thrift store. Now, you could still use merchandise,
oh,
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Like I mentioned yesterday, as fast as we're putting it out, we need more because, you know, there's new stuff being put out daily. So
it's a living organism.
Yeah.
Thrift shops are.
Yeah, yeah. So we need, you know, we're putting it out, so we need more stuff to replenish our store.
Right, right.
And if they're, you know, elderly people don't have a way to get it to our store, always give us a call. We can go pick it up.
Okay, very good. And that's 5778?
Yes, sir. For 5778.
Okay, very good. And thrift stores, as we said, it's really amazing how that works because something will be there one day and then it won't be there the next day.
That's right.
So, yeah, if you want it, you better get it.
Yeah.
And if you have some stuff that you don't want anymore, that is in good shape, et cetera, but you just know that you can't use it, somebody can use
it. It's somebody else's treasure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it helps. All proceeds go towards our victims.
Okay.
And that's why I would like to encourage everybody to make their donations and of whatever it may be, because it goes for our community, our victims. You know, we're the voice for them.
And Alternatives to Violence, a 501c3,
correct. Nonprofit. So okay. Any donations are tax deductible, be it cash and or physical donations for the store. And you know, the economy's a little tough out there right now. We acknowledge that and we know that. And you know, we do our walkathons in October, and you know, they've maintained and done quite well, and we appreciate, you know, everybody that works on those for us. But the thrift store gives us that little extra boost, and you know, there's the grants that we survive on, they don't cover everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, things out there that we still need to do, and without the thrift store we wouldn't be able to do those things. And with, you know, what's going on in Santa Fe and Washington, mm-hmm. you never know what you're going to get year to year. And I was just down Santa Fe, you know, yesterday with working with the coalition and, you know, looking at the legislature. And, you know, you've heard the news reports. One time we've got $250 million that we can add back in, and the next day we don't have anything. So yeah. Who knows what they've got. So, you know, we're down there and lobbying and trying to get some of the money back that has been cut statewide. 2009... there was $15 million going to domestic violence services statewide. That's down to 10. So we've had a 33% cut in the last 3 years. And that's tough. That's services being cut, victims being put, you know, in danger. And you know, so you need to have other sources, other funds to, you know, make up for, you know, the cuts that we're seeing both on the federal and the state level. So, you know, that's, you know, another reason we're so excited about what's going on at the thrift store, that extra revenue. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, replace what we're losing in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you know, a normal, natural event for nonprofits like ourselves. And, you know, you talk to anybody, you know, any of the other nonprofits in town, they'll tell you the same thing. It's been a little tough. The grants that we used to have and the amounts, you know, aren't there anymore. And you've got to be creative and come up with new ways, and you know, this is one way for us, and hopefully the community will continue to support it. And you know,
you made a good point. You know, you've got a great staff, but again, yes. It's the volunteers, it's the community, it's the area that has not only helped you guys, but has helped many, many others.
Lee, I just wanted to bring up one point. The wife and I were speaking this morning, and she's been down to the thrift shop. You've got a lot of brand name clothing in there.
Yes.
And people need to be aware of that. There's really some good quality clothing. The second point I want to make is, you know, I'm a retired firefighter, and we used to roll out on a lot of domestic violence calls. Walk us through the scenario of the woman that's trapped, no way out, he's going to kill me, yet she goes back to him over and over and over. Would you explain that there is a way out?
How much time do we have here? That is one of the toughest questions and the most frustrating for everybody involved. The family that is, they're watching this happen, law enforcement and the fire department that get called out, repeatedly, even for the advocates when, they come in and we provide services, they get restraining orders, we put them into shelter, whatever it might be, and then 2-3 days later they go back. And national statistics tell us, Angel, help me out.
13 to 15 times now for a victim to leave and stay gone. It used to be 7 times.
So it's they're staying, double, yes. They're staying even. And we're talking about physically leaving, not mentally leaving or emotionally leaving, but actually physically packing up and getting out.
And then coming
and
back.
And then coming back in that cycle. That's part of the cycle. After every, incident of violence, there's always the period of time that we call the honeymoon. That's when he's sweet and wonderful and, here's the candy, here's the flowers, here's the jewelry. I'll never do it again. Please, please, please. And she wants to believe him. She's in love with him. Johanna, the gal that was here, put it very well. It starts with love.
Then hope.
Then goes to hope and then goes to fear.
It's like hoping he'd change and then the fear of leaving and I'm going to get hurt.
And again, it's all the mental abuse she's been told for years and years and years that, I will kill you, I will kill you. And she believes it, and she's seen the violence. And again, the attack of the self-esteem. She doesn't have the strength within herself emotionally to believe that she can do it on her own. And, she's been, beaten down, so much psychologically that it's easier to go back and, hope that he's gonna make changes. And we're there if it's the first time or if it's the 15th time. It doesn't matter to us. We will be there to help them whatever they need. But it is a tough question. And, there's way more in-depth that I could go into on it. That's a very short explanation, but it's tough.
Thank you, Lee. You bet.
But I would like to encourage friends and family who know, of victims. Don't judge them. Be there to listen, be their shoulder to cry on, encourage them to seek services to change it, because sometimes victims get discouraged because they go to family and friends and I told you he's not going to change. Mm. Well, yeah, that's what you get, and it starts to shoot him down. Well, if I'm getting this abuse and neglect through friends and family, might as well go back. Mm-hmm. Makes it easier.
And one of the mechanisms he uses is isolation. So any excuse he can use to, put a wall up between her and her support system, he will. Mm-hmm. But we're not, in the business to see couples separate or see couples get divorced. We'd rather see them change and stay together in a healthy relationship. That's what we're about. If she, needs to get out and end the relationship, we'll help her do that in the most safe possible way. But we'd rather see them come in, get the services, both her and him, and make changes and save the relationship. We're not a pro-divorce or pro-separation. We'd rather see him, work on the relationship, make the changes they need to make it a healthy, safe relationship.
And like Lee said earlier, the effects with children are horrible. And how can we tell our 15-year-old daughter who just got beat up last night by her boyfriend, you need to get out of that situation, but a couple of nights ago I seen dad beat up on you. You can't do that. So if anything, we got to think about our future, and our future are our children. Mm-hmm. And we got to show them different and healthy lifestyles. So, years from now, I don't see my clients' children coming to me. Mm-hmm. I would like that. I would like to be without a job due to, it got fixed. That'd be wonderful. But, in reality, it's not going to be like that unless people are willing and open-minded to take responsibility and to be able to receive openly with the education. Like Lee said, it's not a punishment. Mm-hmm. And the only way you make it into a punishment is by going in there closed-minded. Go in there open-minded and take what you can get out of the program and apply it.
Now, speaking of self-confidence, self-reliance, what about self-defense? Does that How does that play into this whole thing? You know, someone. I know that's
we
a, that's
actually
a tough one.
Have a program that started and it's been going on for what, Lee, over a year. That victim forced to use force. They've been cited through the courts as an offender, but after the assessments and the evaluation, they were victims who turned in, you know, towards violence because that's what they were taught to defend themselves. So now we got to work on the victim aspect of it, plus not reoffending, you know, because it does happen.
Right.
But I think, you know, what you're kind of alluding to is teaching the woman self-defense.
Yeah, you know,
teaching them how to do.
Angel was saying, you know, well, putting them down. What are you doing that? You know, well, why? Well, why don't you just, you know, fight back? Why don't you, you know?
We again don't recommend that because no. You know, the violence
leads
can escalate and the damage can be even greater. You know, I know over the years, you know, I've been doing this for 20 plus years or more, and you know, we've seen the pendulum swing, and there was a period of time where that was the big thing, is, you know, teach them all how to physically defend themselves, and, you know, teach them karate or mm-hmm. you know, whatever, and you know, we learned over the years that can make the violence just even worse, and we want them to be as safe as possible, and we'd rather have them call us, come in, let us help them through the legal system, and do what we can. You know, because again, if you know, the police are called and they show up and he's bleeding, she's going to go to jail, and she's going to be
both probably
yeah,
will
and be convicted and mandated into the program. Now, you know, this is not to say that a man is never a victim. We have male victims, and we understand that. But, you know, statistically, you know, we talk about the majority where it's, you know, 75-85% of the time the female is the victim. But we do acknowledge and we do work with male victims. So don't think we're just, you know,
right.
Anti-male, you right. know, working with just the female victims. We acknowledge that it does occur the other way, and we do provide those services for male victims and female perpetrators. But we have seen an increase in the female victim who has had enough and does fight back and is the one that ended up getting arrested. And we do have that program now, the VISTA program, where we can help them work through those issues and how they got to that point. And again, trying to turn the relationship around, turning it back, and, you know, making it a healthy relationship.
Hitting back is not the long-term solution at
no.
all.
No. Violence does not constitute violence.
Right.
It only makes it worse. And you know, if every time they go through the cycle, the violence can get worse, and it may start out with that first, you know, push or shove or, you know, slapping, kicking, punching, hair pulling. Then you get into the knives and the guns and the baseball bats, and we don't want to see that. That's what can happen if we keep, you know, going through it and escalating it.
Very sobering. Very
yeah,
sobering.
It's a tough issue and yeah. tough subject, and you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. A lot of people want to act like it doesn't exist. But, you know, statistics show us that 1 out of 3 women will be involved in some type of domestic issue sometime in their life. And that's a pretty high, you know, percentage. And it's, you know, if you never
high.
Experienced it, great, wonderful. That's I'm happy for you. But you still can help. And,
right.
You know, we'll take any help we can get.
Well, and I think it's a little bit like cancer. I mean, everyone has been affected by it.
One way or another.
One
right.
way or the other. You know of someone.
Absolutely.
Or it's happened or whatever.
But it's gotten to the point where it's not just once. I mean, yeah. you know, you end up having multiple experiences with it. I know I've personally lost 3 or 4 people in my family to different types of cancers over the years, and you know, it's a tough issue. But you know, domestic violence is the same way. You know, some of them can hide it real well, and you know, if she has a bruise, she doesn't go out, or she makes sure it's covered up, or you know, oh, I'm clumsy and I ran into the door, and you know, make silly excuses mm-hmm. up that we know when we hear them. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, sure. but we're not willing to go to the next step and say, you know, come on, mm-hmm. let's talk about this. And I go back to Johanna again, and that's one of the things that she said is nobody ever asked her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the same thing with our clients. You know, they make the excuse and they make the cover up, which is part of the cycle. And we don't want to get involved. It's a personal issue. So we ignore the warning signs and don't get involved. And, right. You know, if you hear a neighbor, you know, you hear something going on, pick up the phone, call 911. Could be somebody's life in the balance there. So, you know, at least get involved at that point. Call 911. Say, hey, you know, I hear yelling and screaming next door. Can you come by and check it out? Mm-hmm. Let the police handle it. At least do that.
That might cut it off. That might be...
Might open the door to get the help that they've never had before or may not even known about. Anytime police get called, they're required to give out information about the program. That's a state law. And a lot of times it's the first time they've heard about it. Mm-hmm. And we've been around all these years, but amazingly people still go, alternatives to violence? Mm-hmm. ATV? What's that? You know. So that's normal. So, you know, at least do that. Call 911.
Okay, very good. Thank you again, Lee Phillips, Angel Marquez, Alternatives to Violence. We could go on and on and on because it's, so does it.
Yeah, I mean, the men's program, the offender program's 52 weeks, the VISTA program's 26, you know, so a few minutes, it's hard to cover, you know, all the aspects of the different types of services, but we do have, you know, the 24-hour crisis line, the 445-5778. You need us, we're there, and we're there to try to help, whatever that help is, and we'll help the victim, we'll help the perpetrator, we'll do what we can do, we'll give the education.
And also not only in the office, we do hit our communities with presentations and outreach to make Maxwell aware of services that are offered, mm-hmm. Springer aware of services that are offered. We're not only in office, we're on the, you know, hitting the streets too.
Right. Yeah, we cover both counties, you know, and they're two big counties.
Well,
so
that's
it's
right.
A big area.
And a way to help with this is go to the thrift shop.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Make donations or buy stuff.
Okay.
And,
make donations and buy stuff. That would be great.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much. And thank you for
Billy.
The work that you do for our community and our area.
And thank you for taking the time out and allowing us to talk about it.
Angel Marquez, Lee Phillips, Alternatives to Violence.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks to also our sponsor, Pioneers Natural Resources. Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors this in-depth look at area businesses, products, people, services that make our area work. Join us again next time. We'll learn about another superstar of business. If you'd like to learn more about Pioneer Natural Resources, they have a website, www.pxd.com.
It doesn't take a detective to figure out that Toyota offers the best value in the industry. After all, there are plenty of clues like these out there. Toyota was named the best overall value of any full-line brand in 2008 and in 2009 and in 2010. Oh, yeah, and in 2011. Those, my friends, are just the cold, hard facts. So if you're looking for value you can count on, you'd better be looking at Toyota. Finding a great value, only better. And to help you save even more, you can get $1,000 cash back on any fun-to-drive new 2011 RAV4. Toyota.
2011 IntelliChoice and IntelliChoice.com. Based on 2011 model year study, cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offer ends 1/31/12.
Visit Phil Long Toyota in Trinidad. Toyota, moving forward. At Phil Long Toyota, I-25, exit 11 in Trinidad.
Do you need some extra cash to play catch-up after the holidays? Well, A&A Title Loans at 1400 South 2nd Street in Raton can help with a title loan up to $2,400. At A&A Title Loans, you'll experience a quick, easy, dependable loan processed while you wait. For that much-needed extra cash to meet those holiday expenses you've incurred, stop in at A&A Title Loans at 1400 South 2nd in Raton and talk to the courteous staff about securing your title loan up to $2,400. A&A Title Loans, 1400 South 2nd Street in Raton, phone 445-0300. Miners Hospital became part of our community in 1905, and today as Miners Colfax Medical Center continues to be an important part of our community and region's health, both physically and economically. MCMC long-term and acute care facilities and personnel offer quality health care for our area for generations to come. MCMC supports the student-athletes in our area and wishes our teams the best of luck and the best of health from MCMC.
MCMC is also one of our Tiger Roar Sports Club sponsors. It's going to be Raton Tiger basketball tonight as the Tigers host the Miners from Trinidad. They'll be at Raton Tiger Gym for the JV game at 5 p.m. And then at about 6:30 p.m. will be the varsity game, and that's the one we'll broadcast tonight here on KRTN. Raton hosting Trinidad in boys basketball tonight on KRTN. Well, let's go down to downtown Raton now and check on the pulse of Wall Street and see what is going on, as it's our financial report. The morning bull and bear session is hosted by Ralph Schrader from the Edward Jones office. Good morning, Ralph.
Hey, good morning, Billy.
Good morning. Thursday, give us the report on Wall Street.
Well, right now we have positive numbers. They're not huge numbers, but by golly, positives are accepted pretty much at any time. And let's go ahead and look at the information available. Stocks slightly higher, with some investors squaring positions before Friday's options expiration. Averages getting a boost from infotech, energy, financial, and industrial sectors. But they're also being restrained by weak healthcare and utilities sectors. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22.5 points. We're at 12,601. NASDAQ up 22 points. S&P 500 up 6 points. New York Stock Exchange breadth 19-9 positive. NASDAQ breadth 13-9 positive. Trading active following reports that Philadelphia Fed Index rose to 7.3 points from 6.8 in December. Initial jobless claims fell 50,000 last week to 352,000. December CPI was flat, and December housing starts fell 4.1%. Treasury skidding as stocks rise. Dollar index off, euro up, gold off, oil up. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange, 341 million shares have traded hands this morning. Stocks of local interest, Bank of America up 32 cents a share at 712. We have General Electric at 1914, up 12 cents. Chevron, 106.08, it's off 75 cents. Home Depot, 44.73, off 15 cents. Ford Motor, 12.53, up 19 cents. And El Paso Corp, up 3 cents this morning at 27.01. Billy.
Okay, Ralph, thank you again for that report from Wall Street. Now, in investigative reporting, there are the five W's that must be answered in investigative reporting. So let me ask you those five W's. What does Edward Jones do?
We provide investments to individual investors.
Okay, an investment counseling firm. Now, who should use your services?
Everybody.
Okay. And when should they use your service?
Immediately, if not sooner.
Okay. And why should they use Edward Jones?
Because we're nice guys.
Okay. And where are those nice guys and gals located?
We're at the Edward Jones office here in Raton is at 128 North 2nd Street in downtown Raton. Local number 445-2369, outside of Raton, 1-800-755-9934.
All right. And everybody and immediately. Those are the two important answers, I think. So
sure.
Thank you very much, Ralph Schrader, for our morning bull and bear session, Monday through Friday on KRTN. We'll wrap it up today and talk again tomorrow.
Good, Billy.
Thank you.
10:25 a.m., Billy D. going to wrap up his portion of our programming. Thank you for listening to the Billy D. radio program. Hasta la pasta, baby. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. with Rise and Shine. Actually, we'll be doing some of the new news update also with Jess Daniel, who is up next here on KRTN. Almost anything, Big R's got it, and you can get it for less at your local Big R store. And this Saturday, January 21st, receive a $10 Big R gift card for every $50 purchase. Must be in-store only, and it's only one day, January 21st. Receive a $10 gift card for every $50 purchased in-store at Big R this Saturday. Your local Big R store has Wrangler, Carhartt, Nakona, Cat, John Deere, Levi, and Under Armour clothing. Stoves and heaters and pellet stoves from U.S. Stove and Mr. Heater. They have guns and ammo, including Remington, Winchester, Savage, Ruger, and Springfield. Pet supplies, farm and ranch supplies, plumbing, electrical, and housewares and paint. All at your local Big R store. And this Saturday, receive a $10 gift card for every $50 purchase this Saturday in-store at your local Big R store. People in Raton rely on Raton Public Service Company for power for their every electrical need. And RPS knows and takes that responsibility seriously. Think what far-reaching effects electricity has in our community. It provides safe street lighting, jobs, our Goat Hill flag, and star are maintained by RPS. Efficient service at a competitive rate. The personnel at RPS work hard to assure every customer complete satisfaction and a continuous electrical supply every day of the year.
Uncle Frank!
Hey, how is everybody? Kids are doing good? Oh, look at the time. Gotta go. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
Oh, no. He's low on minutes again.
Sorry, can't talk now. Don't want additional charges.
Oh, dear. It's a cry for help.
Wait, he has minutes left, but they don't carry over. He's just worried he'll use them up. Uncle Frank, you need a smartphone from Plateau. They have great plans with carryover minutes.
Carryover minutes from Plateau? Great idea. Gotta go. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
It's worse than I thought.
Let's get him to Plateau's stat.
At Plateau, your unused minutes from 1 month carry over to the next. But that's just the beginning of Plateau's feature-packed calling plans. Features like loyalty minutes. The longer you're on a Plateau plan, the more minutes you accrue for each month. Value features like limited texting for only $4.95 per month. And the new family data plan at only $10 per month after the first line. Calling plans start at just $19.95 per month. And Plateau has the best local coverage. Right now, check out Plateau's clearance sale on select phones. For details, call 877-PLATEAU or visit a Plateau store. Plateau.
Will you like Chris's Bakery in downtown Raton? Well, they do have a full menu of delicious Mexican and American food served throughout the day. A breakfast burrito with Chris's Great Chili will start your day right. Delicious fresh bread, full menu of great food and pastries. Located in downtown Raton, they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Give them a heads-up call a day in advance for your larger orders at Chris's Bakery, 445-3781 in downtown Raton. Do you need a little extra cash, but you've been turned down for a loan? Well, Security Finance can help with loans from $300 to $2,000 and low monthly payment plans and quick approval right over the phone. Call Security Finance today and breathe a little easier. Call 445-1270 or stop in at 1245 South 2nd Street right next to the medicine shop in Raton and talk to either Chuck or Michelle. Call 445-1270. They like to say yes. All loans subject to their liberal credit policy and credit limitations, if any, at Security Finance. Enchanted Air, FM 93.9 KRTN.